All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos, daf Lamed Ches. We left off at the very top of daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph on the first line. Today's shir is sponsored by Avishai and Yelshevan Newman, L'schus Refuah Shleima for Chaim Naftali Ben from Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Baschaya. We wish them a Refuah Shleima B'toch Shar Choli Yisrael. Today, we are going to finish off the fifth parak of the Masechta, which is Shavuos HaPikadon. And we are going to start the sixth perek of the Masechta, which is all about Shavuos HaDayanim, which is the classical Shavuos Midaraisa, and the one that we're going to focus on initially is the Shavuah of Modeh B'Miktzas. We are also going to talk a lot about the procedure for making somebody swear, how exactly you would make somebody swear, whether it's B'Shem HaMeforosh or not, the procedure, that the fact that you would need the Kitas Chefetz, that you would need the person who's taking the Shavua to hold a Sefer Torah. But for today, the first part of this year, before we get to the end of the Perek, what we're going to do is, you'll recall that when we learned the Mishnah about Shavuos HaPikadon, we had spoken about various cases where five people come to one person and say, oh, you have a Pikadon. And if he says, I don't have your Pikadon, then he says, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. We saw a machlokas in the Mishnah was a four-way machlokas, or would appear to be a four-way machlokas, as to whether or not you were chayiv one time, because it was only one shvua collectively for everybody, or if you're chayiv a separate shvua, an individual shvua, for every person who you were kofar in respect of. And I mean, so other cases where one person goes over another person and says, you have a pikadon of mine in your possession, and you stole from me, and I loaned money to you, and he says no. So there are certain circumstances in which his denial is a blanket denial, it's a collective denial, and there are certain circumstances in which his denial is a separate denial as to each of the things that were claimed. So we're going to drill down on that four-way machlokas in the Mishnah between now and the end of the perek. So again, picking up from Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the top line, Shvuas HaPikadon Ketza, Tein Li Pikadon Sheyesh Li Biyadcha. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Klal Ein Achayev Ela Achas. If he's making a Shvua to five people, if five people come and they taina that this guy has a Pikadon of theirs, and he makes a general Shvua, then they're only going to be chayiv, he's only going to be chayiv once. Pirate, however, if he was mefarate, if he specified, if he broke out the shvuos to each of the toanim, to each of the people who are tovea, the pikadon from him, then chayiv al kol achas vi achas divir ameir. That's where ameir says, in that case, you're going to be chayiv for each and every individual one, because you broke out your shvua, your shvuos individually, separately, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. In the case of the Mishnah, it's five Shvuos. That's Rav Meir Shita. Now, Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, Shvua lolecha, vilolecha, vilolecha, chayev al kol achas va'achas. Then you're going to be chayev on each and every individual Shvua. So at first glance, you're probably thinking, and it was apparent when we read the Mishnah, Rav Meir had said that the general halacha is that if you do an aggregate shvua, you're chayav only once, but if you do specific shvuas, then you're chayav on each individual one. And comes Rav Yehuda and says that shvua, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, you're chayav kol achas v'achas. Isn't that exactly what Rav Meir said? Rav Meir said that if you're pirate, Rav Meir said that if you break out the shvuos individually, then you're going to be chayav for each shvua separately. And then Rav Yehuda comes and says that lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, you're going to be chayiv on each and every shvua. So it's apparent that Rav Yehuda is saying the same thing that this is only when you're saying the same thing as Rav Meir. So the Rashba and the Ritva are running medayik, and the truth is, it's what comes out in the Gemara that the Shita Rav Yehuda, who says that you're chayiv on each shvua separately, is only where you say vilolecha, 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 and you break up each shvua with a vav. Now, we'll get to that, though, in a minute. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, lo lechav, lo lechav, lo lechav, shvua chayev akalachas v'achas, that if you use the word shvua at the end of your statement, then you're going to be chayev on each individual shvua separately. The Ritva happens to be medayik that you need to use the lashon of shvua both at the beginning and at the end. But Rabbi Eliezer says it's not enough just to say lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha. You actually have to say shvua at the end if you want this shvua to be chal as separate shvuos against each of the tovim separately. Rav Shimon Omer, Ad Shiyomer Shvua L'chol Echad V'Achas. Until you say shvua to each and every person individually. So in other words, you have to say shvua shlolecha, shvua lolecha, or lolecha shvua, lolecha shvua, lolecha shvua, lolecha shvua. You have to break up each shvua with a separate reference to the word shvua. So says the Gemara, so I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, now he's bothered by the fact that the Shita of Rabbi Meir and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda appear to be very similar, if not identical. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is going to come and explain how the Shita of Rabbi Meir differs from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And he says like this, Klolo shel Rabbi Meir, the klal of Rabbi Meir, because remember, Rabbi Meir just said that if you're klal, if you're kolel, then you're only chayiv once. And if you're mefaret, then you're going to be chayiv multiple. But he never told us, Rabbi Meir never told us what in his view is a general shvua and what in his view is a specific shvua. But we see that Rabbi Yehuda is coming, knowing what Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to add his own ha'ara. He's coming to add his own chiddush, it appears. So the klal of Rabbi Meir is going to be the prat of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Mistama, Rabbi Yehuda heard that Rabbi Meir had said that by lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, that's a shvua klalis, that's a general shvua. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, no, I think that when you say lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, that's an individual shvua. And the flip side is klalo shel Rabbi Yehuda, the klal of Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, the type of shvua that Rabbi Yehuda would say is a klal, is prato shel Rabbi Meir. That's the prat of Rabbi Meir. And Rashi explains over here, in other words, that Rabbi Meir holds that when you say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha without a vav, that's when it's an individual shvua for each and every toveya. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that when you say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha without the vav, then it's only a general shvua. The way to make it an individual shvua is when you add the vav separating each and every statement. So it's v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's an individual shvua. So if that's what the argument is, what's this machlokas about? So the Ritva explains that Rabbi Yehuda will hold that you say shvua lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. The vav that you're adding in between each clause comes and connects each statement of lo lecha to the first statement of shvua. That it's shvua lo lecha, v'lo lecha. In other words, the implication is v'lo lecha shvua, v'lo lecha shvua. So it connects each statement, each separate clause, back to the initial reference of the word shvua, and therefore it creates a separate shvua for each and every toveya. Whereas Rabbi Meir will hold that the vav doesn't come to be mechaber each lo lecha to the initial shvua, it comes to be mechaber each lo lecha to the guy before him. So it's shvua, one shvua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. In other words, it's one shvua for every individual. So that's the way the Ritva explains over here in this machlokas. But what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shita is that what Rav Meir says is a klal, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, Rav Yehuda says is the prat, and what Rav Yehuda says is the prat, and what Rav Yehuda says is the klal, rather, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, without the vav, proto shel Rav Meir. That Rav Meir is going to hold is a prat. So that's Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shita. Rav Yochanan Amar, and Rav Yochanan says like this, Hakol modim bevilo lecha shu prat. Everybody agrees that if you use the vav separating each of these clauses, that is most certainly a prat. Lo nechleku ella bilo lecha. The only machlokas is where you say lo lecha without the vav. She Rav Meir omer prat. Rav Meir says that's a prat because you don't have the vav separating each of the clauses. And when you say lo lecha, lo lecha, still it's a separate clause for each individual, and therefore that's still considered a prat. Rav Yehuda omer klal, and Rav Yehuda says it's a klal. It's not a prat unless you add the vav hachibur that is going to make clear that each of these clauses is a separate shvua as to each toveya. Now, well, if a mayor says that when you say vilolacha or lolacha, it's always a prat, what exactly is the situation of klal according to Rav Meir? So the klal of Rav Meir is shvua she'ein lachem biyadi. It's a shvua she'ein lachem biyadi. It's where the language of your shvua, the general wording of your shvua, is a general statement. So b'mayka miflugi, so what are they arguing about? What are Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel and Rav Yochanan arguing about? So Shmuel diek mi braisa, Rav Yochanan diek mi masnisin. So Shmuel makes a diek from a braisa, and Rav Yochanan makes a diek from a mishnah as follows. Shmuel diek mi braisa, Shmuel is medayek from a braisa, mi dekamer Rav Yehuda, from the fact that Rav Yehuda says, vilo lecha prat, that vilo lecha is a prat, Have michlal de shame le Rav Meir de Amar klala have. It's mashma that he heard that Rav Meir said that vilo lecha is a klal, and therefore va amar le Rav Yehuda prata have. And therefore Rav Yehuda is coming to argue on Rav Meir, saying, Rav Meir, I hear what you say, that when you say vilo lecha it's a klal, but I believe that when you say vilo lecha it's a prat. And therefore, we see that there is a machlokes about what the halacha is when you say v'lo l'cha. That's Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yochanan Amar, Tavayi l'Rav Meir Pratahave, and Rav Yochanan says that both of them are a prat according to Rav Meir. V'yomerle Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says, b'v'lo l'cha modina l'cha. In other words, when Rav Yehuda says v'lo l'cha is a prat, it's not because Rav Meir argues on that. It's because Rav Meir says that multiple things are a prat. Not only is velolacha a prat, but also lolacha is a prat. And Rav Yehuda is coming and saying, by velolacha, I agree with you. However, belolacha paligna alach. However, by lolacha, I argue with you. Whereas you, Rav Meir, hold that that's also a prat. I, Rav Yehuda, hold that that's a klal. So that's the way Shmuel will interpret this. So that's the way Rav Yochanan, rather, will interpret this. Ushmuel. Now Shmuel, who says that Rav Meir says v'lo l'cha is a klal, and it's only Rav Yehuda or Shmuel who says that, and it's only Rav Yehuda rather who said that v'lo l'cha is a prat. So how does he respond to this diuk of Rav Yochanan? Maybe Rav Meir Taka said that both of them are pratim. So says the Gemara, Shmuel ad odi le'yoduye lifla gala efluge. Why is Rav Yehuda telling us what he agrees with Rav Meir on? He should be telling us what he disagrees with Rav Meir on. In other words, Rav Meir is saying that both Lolacha and Vilolacha are case of prat. So when Rav Yehuda is coming to argue, the way you argue is not to tell the other guy what you agree with, it's to tell the other person what you disagree with. So that's Shmuel's diuk from the Braisa, that Rav Yehuda must have heard Rav Meir say v'lo l'cha is a klal, and that's why Rav Yehuda is coming and saying that v'lo l'cha is a prat. So basically, according to Shmuel, there's a machlokes in the case of v'lo l'cha. Rav Meir says it's a klal, Rav Yehuda says it's a prat. Now we get to the Shita of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan diek memas nisen, and Rav Yochanan is medayek from a Mishnah. Midekamer Rav Meir shvua she'im lachem biyadi klala. From the fact that Rav Meir says that what is a case of klal, it's a shvua she'im lachem biyadi. That's a case of klal. So mechlal devilo lacha pratahave. From that it's mashma that where you say vilo lacha, it's going to be a prat. It's going to be an individual shvua. The isal kadaitach vilo lecha klala huave. Because if you want to say that when you say vilo lecha, it's a klal according to Rav Meir. So adamashma lan shvua shein lechem biyadi nishman shvua lo lecha vilo lecha vilo lecha kol shkein shvua shein lechem biyadi. So says Rav Yochanan, if it were really the case that Rav Meir held that shvua shelo lecha vilo lecha is also a prat, when he's trying to give an example of what a klal shvua is, so why does he use the obvious example of shvua shein lachem biyadi? If v'lo lecha is also a klal, he should have used that as an example because that's a much greater chiddush. So why doesn't he say that? So says the Gemara, Ushmuel Amar, Kala Omer v'lo lecha, Omer shvua shein lachem biyadi dami. No, Shmuel says there's no difference. In other words, because I hold that a shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha is a shvua klal, a shvua klalis, there is no difference between somebody who says a shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha to somebody who says a shvua shein lachem biyadi. So you can't be medayik from the fact that Rav Meir uses ein lachem, an example of what a shvua klalis is, that he necessarily holds that everything else where he's mefarate something, where he says lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha, is going to be a shvua pratis. No, they're all a shvua klalis. Okay, that's the machlokas. Tanan lo lechav lo lechav lo lecha. That's the machlokas. Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. So says the Gemara now. Tanan, we see in our Mishnah lo lecha vilo lecha vilo lecha. So we see it says lo lecha vilo lecha vilo lecha, and that's the example of where it's a shvua pratis lekol echad ve'echad, and this is a kasha. On and Mistama, this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, because this is an excerpt taken from our Mishnah, and we know that Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so it's mashma that our it's mashma from our Mishnah that Rav Meir will hold that a shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha is a shvua pratis, not a shvua klalis. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Tani lo lecha. No, it's not a kasha. Just revise the girsa to get rid of the vav. So it's not saying lo lecha v'lo lecha. It's lo lecha lo lecha. So that's the shvua pratis according to our mayor. So we can explain even like Shmuel. Tashma, we try again. Tein li pikadon utsa vitzom es yad vigezel ve'aveda. And in that case, in our Mishnah, we had said that you're chayev a separate shvua on each individual denial. Again, which is mashma that when you have a vav, it's a separate shvua. So that's a kasha on Shmuel's version of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir said that when you have the vav, it's a shvua klalis, and Stam Mishnah should be like Rabbi Meir. So again, modify the girsa. Tani tzomes yad gezel aveda. So get rid of the vav in between each clause. Tashma, again, another diak from another part of our Mishnah. Tein li chitin. Usa Oren Vikusmin, and what we say in the Mishnah is that you're chayav al kol achas va'achas. Again, it's a kasha on Shmuel's understanding of Rabbi Meir. Of course, according to Shmuel's understanding of Rabbi Meir, when you have the vav, it's a general shvua. But our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, which should reflect the view of Rabbi Meir, says that when you have the vav, it's a separate shvua for each individual. Satani Sa'orin Kusmin, say Sa'orin Kusmin without the vav. It's fine, just get rid of the vav. And that's the case where Rabbi Meir would hold that it's a shvua pratis. So says the Gemara, "Vahai Tana kol achi shabesh tani va'azel." This Tana made so many mistakes that when the Tana said over the Mishnah, each time we had a case like this, he was mentioning it with a letter vav to be mechaber each of the individual clauses. But you're telling me he got that all wrong, and really it should have been all without the vav. That doesn't really make too much sense. So Ella Hamani Rebihi, it's not the Shita of Rav Meir at all. Rather, the Shita expressed in the Mishnah is the Shita of Rebbe. And what's the Shita of Rebbe? The Amar. Loshna Kizayis Kizayis, Viloshna Kizayis Vikizayis Pratahave. It doesn't make a difference whether there's the Vav Hachibur or not. In each case, it's going to be a Prat. What in the world is this talking about? So Rashi over here explains that again, like we said, that this Mishnah is not espousing the Shita of Rav Meir, it's espousing the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe says his Shita legabe the halacha of pigel. What's pigel? Pigel is when you shecht or when you do the avoda to a karban and you have a machshava to eat it chutz lizman. So there's also a psul of chutz l'makoma. You could also have a psul machshava when you're doing the avoda that you're going to eat the karban outside of its designated place for eating. Now that psuls the karban. However, you are not. However, it doesn't become pigul unless you have the machshava of chutz l'zman. Now one halacha of pigul is that a karban doesn't become pigul unless it would otherwise be a kasher karban without the machshava of pigel. And therefore, if you have a machshava of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkoma, it turns out that in order for the karban to be pigel, you have to have the machshava of chutz l'zman first. Because if you have the machshava of chutz l'mkoma first, then by the time the machshava chutz l'zman is nitfas, the korban was already pasul, because you already had the machshava of chutz l'mkoma. So again, in order to become pigol, the only thing that makes something pigol is to have a machshava chutz l'zman. The only way a korban can become pigol is if there is no psul before the machshava of chutz l'zman is nitfas, before the machshava of chutz l'zman is chal. So therefore, if you're going to have a machshava of chutz l'mkoma and chutz l'zman, in order to make the carbon pigol, the one that has to come first is chutz l'zman. If chutz l'mkoma comes first, then it's not pigol because the carbon was already pasul by the time you add the machshava of chutz l'zman. And the chiddush of Rebbe here is that even if you're machaber these two machshavos with a vav, even if you say, oh, I'm having machshava of chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkoma, and that's the way you enunciate your machshava, it's still considered to be separate machshavos. So whether you say, I'm having machshava chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkoma, or whether you say, I'm having a machshava chutz l'zman chutz l'mkoma, they're considered to be separate machshavas. As long as the machshava of chutz l'zman came first, it's going to be a karban of pigol. It's going to be pigol. So this is the shita of Rebbe. It's not the shita of Rav Meir at all. So says the Gemara now, three lines down in the wide lines, Tashma Mididei. So let's bring a raya from what Rav Meir says himself. Rav Meir Omer, Afilu chita visaora vikusemes chayev al kalachas va'achas. So we see that Rav Meir says explicitly that even when you have the vav separating the clauses, it's still going to be a separate individual shvor for each one. So says the Gemara, that's not a raya, tani chita sora kosemesh. Just get rid of the vav. Pretend that it doesn't have a vav. So my afilu, so in that case, what's afilu? What's the chiddush? That even if you say chita sora kosemesh, that's Rav Meir shita, that when you say chita sora kosemesh without the vav, it's a separate shvua and everything individually. So what's the chiddush? So Ravacha, breid Ravika, afilu chita bechlal chitin, sora bechlal sorin, bekosemesh bechlal kusmin. In other words, that even though you're saying it in a Lashon Yachid, even though you're saying, oh, you have a chita of mine in your possession, the chiddush is, afilu is, that when you say chita, it means lavdavka. It doesn't mean only an individual kernel of wheat. What it means is that you have my wheat in your possession. It means a large amount of wheat. And the issue is that you cannot be mechayiv somebody to take a shvua on something that has a value of less than a pruta. And therefore, if you really were being towing only one chita, if you were really only being towing one kernel of wheat, that wouldn't be enough to force a shvua. Kamash Malan says Rav Meir that the afilu means, the chiddush is, that even though you're using a lashon yachid, you intend it to mean a lashon rabim. Okay. Next clause in the Mishnah, explained by the Gemara. Tein li pikadum v'tzio mishad v'gezel v'aveda sheyesh li biyadcha. Tein li chitin usorin. If you say, tein li chitin usorin, so, Amar Rav Yochanan, so says Rav Yochanan, pruta mikulan mitztarefes. So you could have a pruta of each of these various minim being mitztaref to the shira of a shava pruta that you need in order to force a shvua. So pligi ba ravacha ravina. So ravacha and ravina argue here. Chanamar aprat mechayev aklali lo mechayev. Now, when we said that you're going to be chayev akalachas ba'achas, so it says, so the question is, are you going to be chayav on the individual ones, but not the prat? And Rashi explains over here, so Rashi is probably about 10, 15 lines up from where the lines got wide in Rashi. Rashi explains, chayav, I'll call achas v'achas, ektani mastis, and chayav shalosh kamar. Chada achitin, v'chada asorim, v'chada kusmin. So in other words, if a guy says, you have chitin, asorin, and kusmin, and you say, no, I don't have chitin, I don't have sorin, I don't have kusmin, you're chayav on each of chitin, seorin, and kusmin. The question is, are you also chayav on a general denial? So Rashi says that arba lo mechayvin le, you're not going to be mechayvin a fourth shvua, lemeimar shvua shein lecha biyadi chada shvua vapei nafshehi. In other words, we don't say that the shvua shein lecha biyadi is a separate shvua, shekal al behem, ein lecha biyadi klum, v'chazar uparat lo chitin, v'lo kusmin, v'lo seorin, Ella prata perusha the shvua shein lecha biyadihu. In other words, we don't say that the shvua shein lecha biyadi is a separate shvua. That was a statement. The explanation of the statement shvua shein lecha biyadi means a shvua that I don't have in my hands chitin, a shvua that I don't have sorin, and a shvua that I don't have kusmin. Meaning, it's only three shvuas. It's not going to be four shvuos. The Chiyamar Rav Yochanan Pruta Mikula Metzarefes Lava Seifa De Masnisin the Chayev Leah Kalachas VaAchas Koi Tekiva the Kol Chadav Chadav Ape Nafshehu Lo Metzarfi. So now Rashi is observing that when Rav Yochanan says that a pruta of everything can combine, it can't mean where you have individual shvuos, because where you have individual shvuos, each shvua has to stand on its own two legs. Ela Aresha Amari, he's going on the Resha. Shvua Shein Lecha B'Yodi, where you take a general shvua, Eino Chayev Ela Achas, in that case, Pruta Mikulam Esarefes Lo'osa Shvua, Da'achadehi, because over there you're being kolol every separate min into the general shvua. But where each separate min is its own shvua, a Chatzi Pruta from one min can't combine with a Chatzi Pruta from another min because they're separate individual shvuas. So again, back in the Gemara, Pligi Baravacha Ravina, Chadamar Aproti Mechayev Akloli Lo Mechayev, Vchadamar Aklolanami Mechayev. And the other one says that you're also Chayev on the Klal. Again, Rashi explains here in the first wide line, Chayev Akol Achas Vachas, Daktani Masnisen, when the Mishnah says that you're Chayev Akol Achas Vachas, Dalad Ninu. It's not only three Shvuos, it's four Shvuos. Chada Aklala, you're Chayev the general Shvu on the Klal, Vitlas Deprata, and you're Chayev the three Shvuos for each of the individual Minim that you mentioned. Udrav Yochanan Asefanami Kaime, Vashvuos Adeklala Machayev Miachada. And Rav Yochanan is saying that if you have less than a pruta of these individual minim, they're mitzareif. It means that they're mitzareif, not that you're chayev on the individual shvuos, because on each individual shvuah you could only be mechayev if that individual min is a taina of a pruta, but because according to this shita, when you say shvuah shein lecha biyadi lo chitin lo sorin velo kusmin, there's also a general shvuah involved. Rav Yochanan would say that a chatzi pruta of each of these minim is combined, is mitzareif to be mechayev you on the general shvuah that's chal in this circumstance. So that's the machlokas here. So says the Gemara, let's try to bring a raya. Let's try to bring a raya from a diyuk. Vatani Rav Chiya harei kan chameshes rei chatos. What we said in the Mishnah was that Rav Chiya says that there were 15 chatos. Now, what's the case where there are 15 chatos? The case was where five people came, and each of the people claimed that the guy had in his hands chitin, sorin, and kusmin, three things. Now, 5 times 3 is 15. Now, if you're chayev only on the individual shvuos, the math works. But if each denial is really 4 shvuos, because you're chayev on each individual and then also on the collective, because you also said shvuos shein lecha, so it's not 5 times 3, it should be 5 times 4, it should be 20 shvuos. Then isa esrim avayan. And if you were right that there's also a collective shvua here, then it should be 20 shvuos, not only 15 shvuos. So says the Gemara, Haytani deprati kachashev deklali lo kachashev. Nah, maybe really you are chayev a shvua klalis as well. But when the Tana is counting the number, when he's playing the numbers game and counting the number of chatos that you're going to have to bring for these shvuos, maybe he's only counting the chatos that you have to bring for the individual shvuos and not the chatos that you have to bring for the general shvua. Vatani Rav Chiya reikan esrim chatos. We have another brisa where Rav Chiya says, where Rav Chiya says that you're chayev 20 chatos, and if you're chayev 20 chatos, then he must be doing the math as 5 times 4. So we see that each denial is 3 separate denials plus an aggregate denial. So it sounds like you are chayev on the klal as well. So says the Gemara, Hahi apikodem v'tziyam esyad v'gezel v'aveda. That's talking about where you have the 5 guys coming and saying, each one says, you have in your hands a pikodem of mine, and gezel, and an aveda, and a loan. So now it's 5 people with these individual tainas, with 4 individual tainas, 5 times 4 is 20. If he had held that you're also chayev on the klal, then it wouldn't have been 5 times 4, it would have been 5 times 5. So this is consistent in the Shita Rabbi Chiya. Boy mine Rava Mirab Nachman. Hayu Chamisha Tovino. So if 5 people were to Veyahim Viamrlo and they said to him, Tain Lano Pikadon Utsomasyad Vigezel Vaveda Shieshlano Biyadcha, and Amrla Echaman, and then he said to one of them, Shvua Shainlacha Biyadi Pikadam Tsomasyad Gezel Vaveda. So he enunciated, he separated each denial individually to the first guy, and then to the other 4 guys he said, Vilolacha 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 Vilolacha. So Mahu. So the question is, for the first guy, he's definitely chayev four or five, according to this machlokas that we're seeing, because he enunciates each denial separately. However, for the other four guys, where he just says, v'lo l'cha, v'lo l'cha, v'lo l'cha, what's his kavana? Is it just to take a general shvua, a single general shvua, as to each of the other tovim? Odilma, flipping over to Lamechasa Mebeiz, Odilma, al kol chada v'chada mechayev, or maybe he's mechayev on each one, because what he means when he says v'lo l'cha is v'lo l'cha tzomas yad, v'gezel, v'aveda, pikadon. Maybe what he means is that he's repeating his individualized denial to each and every person. So says the Gemara, Tashma, detani Rebbe Chiya, harei kan esrim chatos, that there are esrim chatos. Say, hey, chadami. So what's the case where there are esrim chatos, where the five people came and each guy has a taina that you have four things of his in your hands? So ida parish, say, if you want to say that it's a situation where the guy was mamish mefaret to everybody, where he said, shvua to you, Reuven, that I don't have tzomas yad v'gezel v'aveda pikadon. Shvua to you, Shimon, that I don't have gzela tzomas yad pikadon on aveda. So, and if he was mefaresh everything to everybody, so says the Gemara, ida parish, Rav Chiya, minyan asalashmina. Does Rav Chiya just come to tell us the math that 5 times 4 is 20? Elalav delo parish. Vishmamina pratahavi. Elamai, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you weren't mefarish to the other four people. That you said to the first guy, Shvua shein lecha v'yadi, tzomis yad, v'gezel v'aveda, pikadon. V'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. And the chiddush is that when you said v'lo lecha, it wasn't the intention that there only be a general shvua. It was the intention that the specific shvuos, that the four specific shvuos apply to the other four individuals as well. Good, that's the raya. Okay, now the Gemara says, Vayter, finishing off what we had learned last in the Mishnah, which is that you don't take a shvua on a knas. You only take a shvua on a mamon payment. And one of the situations of knas that was mentioned in the Mishnah was a nasto pititza asbiti, where a person rapes or seduces a daughter, where there is a knas of 50 shekel. But in addition to the knas of 50 shekel, the perpetrator is also chayev to pay boshes and pagam. So says the Gemara. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, my time at Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon say that you're not chayev shvua in this case, even though you're also chayev to pay boshes and pagam, which are mamon in addition to the knas of 50 shekel? So hoil the ikar knasu tavea, because the ikar that you're claiming when you say that you seduced or you raped my daughter or somebody's daughter is that you're claiming the claim of knas and you're not nishba on the knas. So even though, yes, there is boshes and pagam, but the ikar of your taina is on the knas. So Amar Rava, Mashal de Rav Shimon, Lama Davar Dome. The Adam Shomer Lechaveiro, it's a person who says to his friend, Tein li chit in asorin v'kusmin, sheyesh li biyadcha. Guy says to his friend, Reuven says to Shimon, give me the chit in asorin and kusmin that I have in your hands. And Amar lo, shvua shein lecha biyadi chitin. And he says, I swear I don't have chitin, I don't have your chitin in my possession. V'shtakach the chitin u delesley, hasorin v'kusmin islay. And it was later found out, that true, he didn't have chitin, but he did have siorin, sorin, and kusmin. So the potter, then he's going to be potter. Why? Because when he swore on the chitin, he was swearing truthfully on the chitin. And therefore, similarly in our Mishnah, when you take the Shvua, even though there is a Knas payment that's due as well as the Mamon component, as well as Boshas and Pekam, when you take the Shvua, you're only taking the Shvua on the Knas, you're not taking the Shvua on the Mamon, and there is no Shvua by Knas, therefore you're not Chayev Shvua. Says the Gemara, well, Amar le Abaya, me dummy, it's not comparable at all. Hasam bechitin kakafer le, besorim vekusmin lo kakafer le. Over here, by chitin, the guy was kofer that he doesn't have chitin. By sorin and kusmin, he didn't say anything. Hacha bekula milsu de kakafer le. Over here, the allegation is that you raped the other guy's daughter. Reuven goes to Shimon and said, you raped my daughter. And Shimon says no. So that's a blanket denial. It's not like you're admitting to the mammon, but you're not admitting to the knas, or you're admitting to the knas and you're not admitting to the mammon. You're not admitting to anything. Holo damia el omer lechavero. This is comparable to a case as follows. Tainli chitin saorin v'kusmin sheyeshli biyadcha shvua sheylecha biyadi klal. I'm taking a shvua. They don't have anything in your hands, in my hands, anything of your of yours in my possession. Vishtaka chitin udalesle hosorin v'kusmin isle. And it's found later that even though he made the general denial that he doesn't have any chitin of the other guys in his possession, but he does have Sorin and Kusmin. The Mechayev, of course you're going to be Chayev, because over there you swore falsely. And just like over here you swore falsely. Elok, he also Ravin, Amar Rav Yochanan. L'divrei Rav Shimon, knas utaveya v'lo bosha supkam. L'divrei Chachamim, af bosha supkam utaveya. The machlokas is, when you're taveya, that anasta petiza is biti, are you being towing the knas, or are you also being towing the mamon component? Are you also being towing the bosha supkam? So, b'maikam ifli, so what's this argument about? So, Amar Rapapa, Rav Shimon sover lo shovik inish midi de kitz, v'tova midi de lo kitz. Rav Shimon says that there's no way a person is going to forsake the claim of a set value, which is the knas, because the knas payment is always 50 shekel, and start claiming that which does not have a set value, the bosha simpagam, which is variable. And therefore, the ikar taina is on the knas, and when you deny the knas, it's a case of a shvua on something where if you were moda, you would have been putter, because moda b'knas is putter, therefore you're not going to be chayiv. However, Rabbanan Savri, l'shovik midi d'chi moda be lo miftar, v'tova midi d'chi moda be miftar, that the Chacham say, no, you would never forsake the thing where you're going to be chayiv, even if you're moda. In other words, even if the defendant is moda, even if the rapist is moda, he still has to pay bosha supagam, whereas if he's moda, then he's not chayiv to pay the knas, because moda b'knas is putter. So you would never focus on the knas, because the knas the guy could get out of just by being modeh. You're only going to focus on the bosha supagam, and therefore on the bosha supagam is mamon, and therefore you could take a shvua on mamon. The Ritva explains what we don't mean to say here, according to the Rabbanan, that you're towing only the bosha supagam and not the knas. Certainly you're also tavea the knas, because the headline punishment for raping or seducing is the 50 shekel payment. But what it means is that you're never going to exclude from your taina the bosha supagam, because that you know you're going to get, even if the guy turns around and admits. Okay, so hadron alach shvuas hapikoda. Now we begin the parak of shvuas hadayanim. So, says the Gemara, shvuas hadayanim. So in other words, a shvuas hadayanim is a shvua doraisa, and the types of shvuas that are shvuas doraisa are shvua moda b'miktsas, a shvuas eid echad, and a shvuas hashomrim. And all these cases are nishbon v'niftarin. You take a shvua in order to get off the hook, in order to absolve yourself from liability. These are not cases of nishba v'notel. Our perek will deal with the shvua of moda b'miktsas. Tosfos over here just points out on top of the page, Tosfos seizes on a discrepancy between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnayis, that Hodolo Nokat Nohegas Banoshim Uvanoshim Kiditnan Lael. How come we don't say that Shvuas Dayanim is Noeg Banoshim Uvanoshim, Krovim, or Rochokim, like we do earlier? Gabe Pikado Mishum the Mils of the Pshitahi, it's Poshet that it's Noeg by everybody. Ulael Lotani Ela Dolo Nema Nail of Shvuas Apikadam Shvuas Aidas. You'll recall that when we learned Shvuas Apikadam, we said it's not Noeg, it's Noeg by Anoshim and Anoshim, and Tosos over there was bothered. Why do you need to tell me this? It's Pashut. Why a woman is as capable of watching a Pikadon as a man is? And what we had said was because the prior Perek spoke about Shvuas Ha'edas, and Shvuas Ha'edas is Shayach only to those people who are kosher to be Mayid, and we said it's Noeg only by Anoshim velo b'Anoshim. Therefore, by Pikadon, we said that it's Noeg by Anoshim and Noshim. Here, we're already two Prakim removed, therefore, we no longer have to go back to that template. Okay, now actually getting to the Mishnah. Shvuas Hadayanim. Hataina Shtei Kesef. The taina has to be 2 Kesef. Shtei Kesef. Va'odah B'Shava Pruta. And the Odah has to be a Shava Pruta. So Rashi explains, Hataina Sheshvua Baal Yada Lotei Pachos Me Shtei Kesef. The claim has to be one of Shtei Kesef. Va'odah Shemechayavto Li Shava. And the Odah, because we're dealing with Modem Mixas, the Odah that's going to force the Shvua, Lotei Pachos Me Pruta. Ubigmara pligi ravishmua bepruta zu imitok shte kesef shal taina hi, otsurk shate taina kfira, shal kesef shte mos kesef lavad pruta sh shel odah. There's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara that when you say the taina shtei kesef and odah is a shava pruta, the question is, does the taina have to be large enough so that you could have a odah v'shava pruta and a kfira of shtei kesef, meaning that the taina has to be actually shtei kesef upruta? Or does it mean the taina has to be two kesef period and the odah has to be a shava pruta, meaning the kfira is less than shtei kesef? That we'll get to in the Gemara. Vim ein odah mimin ha-taina, says the Mishnah, if the odah is not mimin ha-taina, if you don't admit to a similar thing as to what was claimed, then putter, then you're going to be putter. Ketzad, what's an illustration of this? Shtei kesef li biyadcha. If a guy says you have two kesef of silver of mine in your possession, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta, and the other guy says I only have a pruta, putter. Then putter. So you might be wondering, I was wondering when I learned putter, but I think you just told me, atayna shtei kesef, odah b'shava pruta. What in the world do you mean putter? So Rashi explains, over here we're talking about where you're not being towing money, because if you're towing money, then in a chanami, money is money. Over here, you're actually being towing silver, in other words, for the weight of the silver, and the guy is being moda in copper. So if you are being towing silver and the guy is being moda in copper, that's not a hodah mimin ha-taina. Again, it's not where you're being towing money, because if you're being towing money, is all currency is considered to be similar. Shtei kesef upruta li biyadcha. If you have shtei kesef and a pruta in your hands, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta, and then he says, no, I only have the pruta, chayev. Then he is going to be chayev. Then he's going to be chayev because the odah is mimin ha-taina, because he was towing the kesef and the pruta. Manali biyadcha, if he says that you owe me $100, ein lecha biyadi, I don't owe you anything, potter is going to be potter, because he's a kofar akol, there's no moda b'miktas. The Rishonim point out, even though he is potter mishvuas moda b'miktas, he is going to be chayev a shvuah drabanan, which is called the shvuas heses. Manali biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi, ele chamishim dinar, if he says you owe me $100, the guy says, no, I only owe you 50, then you're going to be chayev. That's moda b'miktas. Manala abba biyadcha, that if a guy comes and says, my father loaned you $100, and the guy says, no, I only owe you 50, or I only owe him 50, then potter, then he's going to be potter. Why? Isn't this modem a mixas? Because it's like Meshav Aveda, because he didn't really have to admit to anything, because the halacha that we'll see later in the Gemara of Ein Adam Meis Panav of Nei Balchovo only applies to the Balchov. Here the guy is not saying, I loaned you 100, he's saying, my father loaned you 100. There's nothing that prevented the guy from denying it totally, because he admitted to 50, it's like a Meshav Aveda. Manali biyadcha, if a guy says, you owe me $100, I'm a lohain. He says, yeah, I do. L'machar amalo tenei ali, the next day he says, give it to me. Nesati l'chai, I already gave it to you, potter, he's going to be potter. Ein l'cha biyadi, but if he says, oh no, I don't owe you $100, then chayev, then you're going to be chayev, because you already admitted that you owe him $100. Manali biyadcha, amalo lohain, the guy says, you owe me $100, he says, yes. Al tenayali elav edim, only give it to me in front of edim. L'mach amalo tenayali, next day he says, give it to me. Nasati l'cha, the guy says, I gave it to you. Chayev, he's chayev. Why? Nesha tzarech litan of edim, because they stipulated that you have to give it to him in front of edim. Litra zav yesli biyadcha, if you say litra zav in your hands, in the chabiyadi el litra kesef, he says, no, I only have a litra of kesef. Putter, then it's putter. Why? Because the claim was for gold, the admission was for silver. Dinar zav yesli biyadcha, in the chabiyadi el a dinar kesef, a treza supundia supruta, chayev shakol min matpeya achas, because this is what we said earlier, all currency is considered to be the same thing for the purpose of shvua. Kor tvua yeshli biyadcha in the chabiyadi el a lesa kitnis, if the taina is for tvua and the hodah is for legumes, for kitnis, potter. Kor peros yeshli biyadcha in the chabiyadi el a lesa kitnis chayev shakitnis bechlal peros, because kitnis is included in peros. Tonu chitin vodulo besorin potter. If the claim was for chitin and hodah was sorin, it's potter, because you don't have a hodah mimin a taina. Rav Gamliel mechayev, and Rav Gamliel is going to be mechayev, because Rav Gamliel, we're going to expound on a shita later, he holds that you don't need a hodah mimin a taina. Hatoin lechaveiro bekadei shemen. If a person is towing of his friend that the friend owes him jugs of oil, v'odelo bekankanim, and he admits that he owes him empty jars, Admon says, that you have to take a shvuah. Why? Because when you're towing jugs of oil, included in the taina is not only the oil, it's also the jug. So when you admit that you owe him the jar, it's mimina taina. The chachamim say, no, that's not a hodam mimina taina. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Roani is very admon. Rabban Gamliel says, I think that admon's correct. In other words, Rabban Gamliel, remember, doesn't even require hodam mimina taina. But he's saying, for me, I don't require hodam mimina taina. But even you, if you require hodam mimina taina, this should still be considered hodam mimina taina. Tonu kalim bekarkos, voda bekalim bekafer bekarkos, bekarkos bekafer bekalim, potter, you're going to be potter. Why? Because we're going to get to this in the Gemara as well. Ein nishban ala karkos. We already started seeing this yesterday. Hoda b'miktsas ar karkos potter, because there's a moda b'miktsas on karka and there's no shvua on karka. B'miktsas ha kalim chayev. Ah, but if you're moda b'miktsas on the kalim, then you're going to be chayev because you are chayev shvua on kalim. And when we say chayev, we mean not only you're chayev on kalim, but you're also chayev on the karka. Why? Says the Gemara, shanachosim shein lamachrayas zokikines, anachosim sheish lamachrayas lishava aleim, because there's a concept of zokikin, it's gilgul shvua. Once you make the shvua on kalim, you could also force the shvua on karka. Now the Mishnah concludes, einish bon altanas chereshotev a katan, the ein mashpien es a katan. You don't swear if a katan is toveayu or a cheresh, and you're not mashbia, you don't force a katan to take a shvua, alvon nishbon likatan. But if you want to collect from a katan who is a yasam, you're going to have to take a shvua. We'll explain the case in the Gemara. Ula hektish, and also if you want to collect from hektish, you're also going to have to take a shvua before you could collect from hektish. Again, we'll explain this in the Gemara, which we'll pick up with God willing tomorrow.